Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, Celtics win another title for Boston, which is insane how many titles they have over the last 20 years.
It's been 6 long years since Boston celebrated a championship.
That's true. The last one was the Red Sox in 2018.
Felt so bad for that city. Although Boston, you know, this is their 19th, right? 19th, yeah, NBA record, or was it 18?
18.
18. NBA record.
I'm surprised you didn't know that, how much they've been cramming that
well, that's
down.
That's where I was when I was like, was it 18 or 19? I was trying to remember. But, you know, for all their success, you know, for Portland, it's been 40-plus years, but they've won 2 titles in 38 years. You know, as far as the franchises go, it's not like the Celtics have been lighting the world on fire for the last 40 years.
That is true. But the city of Boston.
Yeah, those douchers.
We'll have another parade. So Jason Tatum, I always like to watch the celebrations. I think it's fun to, you know, see reactions and raw moments and like to catch athletes crying.
Raw moments, or in this case, what I believe to be fake raw moments?
Manufactured moments?
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to think of Jason Tatum. Like, I didn't know much about him other than him as a player. Mm-hmm. And then I think you can tell a lot about a person when they win something this big, you know, like Bryson's having his moment in golf, and Tatum certainly had his moment last night. And it's kind of interesting to see these guys in those raw moments. And it's a lot of times you get superstars are born out of moments like this. Like people really they just relate to a guy and find out more about him, and then all of a sudden stories are written on him, and he's getting all these endorsement deals, and he's everywhere because he won a title, and everybody likes him now.
Yeah.
Tatum, I was wondering if that would happen with him, but after watching all that celebration last night, he is a cheeseball. Like, he is corny as hell, dude. And I don't really understand what he was trying to do, but we've got some audio, and you can decide for yourself.
Yeah.
So every single thing he said was a ripoff of someone else.
Yeah, it was just preordained. You know, he was doing bits like it smacked of Alex Rodriguez trying very hard to be spontaneous. There's nothing worse than someone pretending to be spontaneous and failing miserably.
It's like the thought out touchdown celebrations. Yes. It used to be awesome when we thought it was kind of off the cuff, and then you realize guys are planning this weeks in advance, and you're like, dude, what is this? This isn't natural.
It's a little weird.
So do you remember Kevin Garnett?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yep.
Boston Celtic legend who did this after they won the title in 08.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
And if you don't know, and I've got a buddy of mine who works at Adidas who was in charge of that campaign. They built an entire campaign around Kevin Garnett. And it was
impossible is nothing.
And that was the whole thing.
Not
you
to
have,
him.
You have one thing to say.
The moment he said it, I'm like, he botched his own like apparel tagline.
And the best is when my buddy called him out on it. I can't say what Garnett's response was. Garnett had a very inappropriate thing that he would say when just as like a jab at someone. That was his response when he's like, seriously, dude. Like, nationally, you had one chance. Garnett was like, blanket. You know, boop.
All right, so here's Garnett again.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
And here's Tatum.
It's a surreal feeling. We did it.
We did it!
Oh, my God, we did it.
It's just, I don't know. Maybe he's... you should give him the benefit of the doubt and it's not that bad, but God, it feels awkward.
It's like he thinks it would be cool for someone else to place those side by side and say, look at how he did it just like that other guy. And that's kind of lame.
So do you remember Corey Seager?
Yes.
Texas Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
just won the World Series
champ.
I just got one thing to say. You know, everybody was wondering what would happen if the Rangers didn't win the World Series. I guess we'll never know.
That was at the team parade or whatever.
Get ready to hear this.
I know everybody will wonder what would happen if we didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
Delivery just
and that was Tatum last
it's
night.
Like Steven Seagal
say
in a movie.
One original
like,
thing.
Just and can we not be so wooden?
Wasn't there more? Didn't he have a couple of other things that he was?
So well, not so much what he was saying, but like he posed with the trophy like Kobe did. Yeah. He posed pouring champagne on himself like Chris Bosh did. Yeah. So it's like he's getting all the he's copying the visual imagery as well as the sound bites.
Look.
So performative. It's just weird. Why do you think that is?
I just think it's, I think for a lot of people, the spotlight is uncomfortable, which is also why I don't think you hear a lot from Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
But Jason Tatum's good. Like, whether he's a top five guy, he's a first team all NBA guy, but there's guys that seek that out. Like when Cam Newton comes into the NFL and says, I'm here to build a brand. You know, there are guys that absolutely seek that out. Shaq never met a camera that he didn't like, right? Like all of those things. Kobe loved playing up the Mamba mentality. God, he'd get all aroused doing that. It was like his thing. And Tatum's not one of those guys, but you get to this moment and you got some sponsors in your ear and you just finally got over the hump and someone's going to finally start giving you your credit. And it's like, hey, this is my moment. And if you're not comfortable in that spotlight, you don't automatically get comfortable. And I think you see a guy there who is, again, trying to be spontaneous, trying not to be awkward. Here's that guy on a date that's like, don't be awkward, don't be awkward, don't be awkward. And then, like, the first thing out of his mouth is the most cringe thing. It just, it reminds me of that. And I even like the posing with the trophy. Like, I've never been in that situation, but how do you act when you know that there's a million cameras on you?
Well, I think you've already overthought it.
Yeah,
you just won the title.
But that's the thing. I think there's a lot of people that just well, you said obviously. Be yourself. That doesn't
obviously
that doesn't work.
That's yeah. I mean, it's clear that Tatum is uncomfortable and yes. He had to come up with a bunch of bits and he felt like that was the right thing to do. The better thing to do, even if you are uncomfortable, is just be like Jokic.
Yeah.
Remember Jokic last year? He's like, whatever. Yeah, when's my flight?
He's like, the parade's when? I have to get back to my horses. What are we doing? Horses
to go to. Yeah. It's great. But like I said, I think a lot of people are just uncomfortable in their skin. Like, the easiest thing you can tell anyone is be yourself. And yet, very few people can. You know who I think does a good job of that? And again, he's not an exciting guy. I don't think his interviews were, like, mind-blowing. Jason, for God's sakes, Jaylen Brown, you know, Jaylen Brown had a couple curse words in there. And
he
again,
seems pretty genuine.
He's not a big bombastic personality, but I thought when you saw Brown, you know, I thought that was him. So, Derek White, on the other hand, has a great personality. And he was out there talking about the chipped teeth and all that. And he's
so
got a
why
bigger...
were those guys not trying so hard then? I mean, you know, like, it's just, so you're... Tatum is just that, he's either that insecure or he really... And I really think this happens in sports. We think these guys care way more about titles than they do. But some of them.
It's possible.
And I think especially in basketball, the sport lends itself to an individual nature, right? I mean, Jason Tatum has probably always been good at basketball.
Yes.
And he's been so good at it that it became his life, his career. That doesn't necessarily mean he's always dreamed of winning titles. You know, I mean, he got paid. Not everybody has the Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Tiger Woods killer instinct. And I think what happens, particularly in today's day and age with social media, and they know everybody's watching them and all that, and they're very conscious of that. Guys like Tatum who don't, like, I don't know how much that meant to him last night. I'm sure it was great. It's quite a journey. But it's not like Jordan who gave so much that he just slumps over crying.
Yeah.
Because he didn't lose, right? Yeah. Some of those guys, it means more to them that they didn't lose than they won.
Landing
that's how competitive
that.
They are.
Yeah.
And that is visceral. That is natural. That is like, wow, I want to see those guys in the moment. And we assume that all of these guys that win these titles, because it's so hard to do what they're doing, we assume that they all have that, and they just don't. Nah. And I don't think Tatum has it.
Yeah. And
I think that showed with his contrived, corny celebration. I think it was more of a like a, hey, here's what I think you want to see out of me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you what you what I think you want to see out of me, rather than just show you that, where's my kid? Let's get out of here.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
I think there's a lot to be said. I think you have a lot of truth in there. And it's interesting that the Vancouver 4 text line, we're getting the, on one hand, he's the NBA version of Dangerous, which is, I think that's pretty good.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I think Russell Wilson suffers from that more than anyone else. And yeah. Then one weird stance to take, they didn't celebrate good.
Broncos orange, let's ride.
It's not, well, I guess it kind of is.
It was weird. It felt strange. It felt unauthentic. And
yeah.
And that's what I'm
contrived
saying.
Contrived.
Yeah. We all can smell authentic. You can. Like, you know it when you see it. Like you said, the Jordan thing, the outpouring of emotion, the crying in the shower with the trophy. And at the same time, Jokic. That's beyond authentic. I don't care. I've got horses. And then when you see Tatum's, it just, what do they say? The truth sounds different. And that's the same thing with genuine emotion. And so, yeah, I'm with you. I think there were a lot of people watching that last night, you and me both in this camp, that it just felt weird.
I also feel like it's kind of a reflection of how the media covers the NBA right now. It was all, everyone is like comparing him to former stars. Is he the greatest Celtic since Garnett? How much is he like Kobe? Does he have that mentality? Like, those are the things we talk about in basketball media, and it's like he's trying to feed it back to the cycle. Yeah. It's really odd.
But that's the real bitch of the situation. Like, you fight all this time to get your kudos, right? You fight through all this adversity, you get there, you have a dominant run, you win the title, and yet it's still like people are like, kind of a... Not,
well,
still
they
not,
don't care about that.
Still don't really like you.
It's like when restaurants sing happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Says not, someone on the text.
That's another good one. Yeah, it's not.
Right. Like, it doesn't feel authentic. You don't even know me.
You don't wish me a happy birthday.
You and your flair having to stop what you're doing and go sing happy birthday to me.
I'm sure you don't want me to have a bad birthday, but does it really matter to you that I'm having a happy birthday?
Tatum. Yeah. All right, well, the Celtics.
I'm happy that they got one, though. I am.
Oh, yeah. This, I could care less.
I think this is a good team.
They're
put together, and they play the right way. And I would have hated to have seen, had they lost that, just the crap that would have come their way. And I'm glad that those two guys and the rest of the team, I'm glad they got one.
The Celtics Twitter kept receipts. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.